Accession number 12712, Mr. S. Barker, Reel 3.
Mr. S. Barker, Reel 3. When you were at the depot, Mr. Barker, did you get any opportunity to go out?
Just infrequently, perhaps once a week on a Saturday.
What kind of things did you do?
We went into Newcastle to cinemas.
Did you have any problems with the civilians in Newcastle?
No, none at all.
How did they tend to receive you soldiers in peacetime?
I can't say that they had any complaints at all about them. They just accepted this.
Did you have leave whilst you were at the depot?
Not until the training was completed, and then we were allowed to go home for a short leave.
What time would this be?
This was approximately June, late June.
And the year?
In the year 1934.
How did your parents receive you after all you'd? So quite surprised them, you'd gone off into the army without their knowledge. How did they receive you when you went back?
They didn't really take any offence at me having joined the army because of the reason that employment was so difficult to get.
When you came back off leave, did you come back to the depot?
Yes.
And then where did you go for that?
A short time after that, we went to Catterick, where the 1st Battalion was stationed.
Can you describe Catterick Camp at this time?
Not in any great detail, no. No, I'm afraid I can't now. Such a long time ago.
Were you housed in billets or blocks?
In huts, wooden huts, with perhaps about 20 per hut. And they were spread over quite a considerable area. The name of the actual barracks was Mons Lines.
What were the huts like themselves? How were they heated?
I just can't remember. We weren't there very long, you see.
Were you still lying on beds?
Proper beds? Yes, proper metal beds, yes.
And was it the same routine of keeping the place clean?
Yes, exactly the same routine that we'd had at the depot.
Did you join a company when you went to the battalion?
Yes, I joined A Company, which at that time was commanded by Major Stobart. And my company Sergeant Major was Sergeant Major Brown.
What kind of thing were you doing?
Just mainly fatigues, and after we'd been there a short while, during the summertime, we went out onto manoeuvres on the moors near Strensel.
Was the discipline of the regular battalion different from what had been in the depot?
I would say that it was slightly more relaxed. Still very much discipline, but quite a little bit less strict than what the depot had been.
Were you drilling and doing weapon training?
Mainly weapon training on Lewis guns with the rifle, etc. And of course, still carrying on with physical training.
What was the Lewis gun like?
Well, to me it was quite a simple gun to operate, but I think it was a gun that developed quite a lot of faults with it.
Do you recall any of those faults that seemed to crop up regularly?
Not individually now, I cannot remember them, but at that time I know there were quite a few faults with them.
How many Lewis guns did you have then to a company, for example?
I'll say perhaps one to each section, and section would be probably seven men, and be four sections in a platoon, and be four platoons in a company.
Who commanded the section?
There'd be a sergeant in charge of the section, or a corporal.
Do you recall your own section commander?
No, I can't at the present moment, no.
Platoon level, who was in command of the platoon?
There would be an officer in charge of each platoon.
Do you recall your platoon?
I can remember my platoon commander was Lieutenant D.R.C. Irvin.
What was he like?
Well, quite a good chap to get on with, yes.
And you said the four platoons to the company?
Yes, yes.
You said you went out on manoeuvres. Yeah. What form did they take?
Well, there would be a sort of mock enemy, and we would take up positions in as though we were actually attacking a real enemy, with referees or umpires, as they're called, out watching what we were doing and assessing later, which we never found what happened with the umpires, of course, but they would be assessing what we had done.
What kind of tactics were they trying to teach you to take a position?
Well, I can't really remember that now, no.
Was it fire and movement or
yes,
a general advance?
You would get one section firing and covering while another one moved up, and so repeating that exercise.
When you got back to camp from your manoeuvres, were you then put through some form of activity which was aimed at putting faults right that had been discovered?
No, not to us individually, no.
How did you get about, Mr. Barker? Was the unit mobile in any way?
No, we would go to the area of manoeuvres by doing route march.
Were there any horses in the unit?
Yes, there were just an odd one or two. The commanding officer and one or two other officers would have horses.
You said you did route marches. Had they extended from the distances that you were doing at the depot?
Oh, yes, quite considerably, yes.
And what distances were you now route marching?
Perhaps 6 miles to 8 miles.
And were you carrying any more equipment than you had been?
No, much the same, really.
At what pace were your route marches?
Let's something I just can't remember now, that, what the actual case would be. I would say in the region of 3 miles per hour.
It wasn't at the quick, light infantry pace?
Oh, no, no way, no, no.
The training you were getting, in retrospect, was it the kind that was that come out of the First World War, experiences of the First World War?
Well, on that I wouldn't know. I couldn't comment on that, no.
Was the food in the camp any different to what you'd had in the depot?
Not that I can remember. It was always sufficient, I would say.
We still paraded to march down to the canteen?
No, not always.
And the way in which the food was delivered to you, was that different from what it had been in the depot?
No, much similar. Still so many men to a table, and two orderlies would go for the meal for the table, and then those two men would dish the meal out and pass them down the table.
And the food was basically the same as you'd been getting?
Yes, basically, yes.
And the meal's times, were they about the same?
Yes, I would say yes, definitely.
The order of the day's events, how was the day broken up for the various training and things you were doing?
Well, say, each individual exercise would take about an hour and a half, then there would be a slight break, and then another hour and a half on some other subject.
Was sport still an important part of your work?
Not at that particular time. No.
PE and keeping fit?
Yes. I was always keeping fit by exercising, of course, but I didn't get into sport at that particular time.
The leisure activities that were you able to go outside of the camp?
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, I was able to go home on leave from there, travelling by bus through Darlington to my home.
How often were you able to do that?
About once a month.
And did you get a pass?
You had a leave pass, yes. Had to be back by, I think it was 10 o'clock at night.
And for getting home, did you have to pay your fare or did you get a warrant?
Oh no, you had to pay your own fare.
The discipline in the battalion, you say, it was slightly easier than it had been in the depot.
Yes.
What form would discipline take if someone did do something wrong?
Well, you'd go before his company commander. And depending on the severity of the crime he'd committed, he would be probably given what was called jankers, which was doing fatigues, etc., at our officer's mess or sergeant's mess.
Was that all? Did they have to parade, these people that were on duty?
Sometimes, if they were more severe, what the crime they'd done, they would perhaps have to report to the police sergeant of the battalion and do drill parade.
Was this the regimental police or the?
Yeah, that's the regimental police.
Were the men in your unit that had been there in the regiment some time?
Oh yes, they were quite old soldiers, some of them.
How did you find them? You were a newcomer and young with older men and old sweats, you might say.
Yeah, I never had any bother with anybody. They were all good comrades, as you may say.
Did they help you to settle in?
Oh, yes, yes.
Right. Was there anything else at Kattrick that you would like to say, Mr. Barker? Yeah.
Well, when we were able to get out socially in the evenings, a friend and I used to go to the Soldiers and Sailors and Airmen's Social Club, which was about a mile away from where we were stationed.
And what kind of thing did you do there?
Well, we could play billiards, snooker, enjoy a cup of tea.
Was this run by the army or the military, or there was there civilians?
Well, there were civilians in there.
How did you get on with the people in the surrounding villages?
Well, we didn't really come into contact with them very much at all, at Kattrick.
Did you have local dances at all put on for you? Or to go to?
I can't remember ever any. It was one of the things that I was never interested in, dancing.
About what time did you leave Kattrick?
Well, this would be in the later part of 1934.
And where did you go?
And we were sent to a station in the south of England, Blackdown in Surrey.
How did you get down from Kattrick to Blackdown?
We went by train.
Was there a particular send-off for you from Kattrick?
Not that I can remember, no.
What was Blackdown like?
Well, it was a more modern barracks, brick-built barracks, set on three stories.